and a lot, like a misaddressed parcel, until finally she wound up in a children's home. At 16, she began training as a nurse. She moved into a nurse's home where the regime was strict. It was the 60s. Expressive bars had reached Glasgow, and all the girls were trotting around in short skirts and white lipstick. But not Mum. To go out at all, a late pass was needed, and that only gave you until 10 o'clock. One Monday night, she got a pass so that she could go Highland dancing with a girlfriend of hers. But when they got to the venue, the place was closed. That was when the adrenaline kicked in. Why shouldn't they take themselves off to the dance hall proper, like any other teenagers? So that's what they did. A man asked Mum to dance, and that was my father. He played in the band there, and she thought he was a superstar. She was only 16, after all, and when it got late, and there was a danger of missing the bus, he and his friend offered to drive them back in his car. Well, she thought that was unbelievably exciting. After that, they met any time she wasn't on duty. When she turned 17, they married, on the 31st of January, 1964, in a Glasgow registry office. No guests, no white dress for her, and nothing doing afterwards. Not even a drink. His father, who worked as a butcher for Dewhurst, was a church elder. Kissing, cuddling, any kind of affection was